I'm Nina Atwood, the Singles Coach. Join our learning community at www.singlescoach.com if you want to date smart and find the love of your life. Now that you've expanded your social world, you're ready to date. But look out! Most singles skip this next stage, opting for an intense hookup with the next remotely attractive person who stands in front of them long enough. If you're not careful, you then go down the path of serial monogamy, which is one intense relationship after the other, without any real forethought or intention to guide you. Singles who stay stuck in serial monogamy report that the faces change, but the patterns remain the same. Here's your opportunity to intervene and strike off on a new path by making a commitment to yourself to explore the wonderful benefits of dating around for a period of time in your single life. Dating around can be a powerful way to accomplish three life tasks that are essential to finding a good relationship. First, to really know yourself. Second, to really know what you want. And third, to develop a great chooser. First, let me define dating around by saying what it's not. Dating around is not sleeping with one guy while going out with others. Dating around is not sleeping with two women at the same time. Dating around is not hopping from one intense fling to the next. Dating around is going out on low-key dates in public places, minus sexual activity with lots of different people. Dating around is practicing the art of relating, you know, speaking and listening, with the intention of really getting to know someone. The art of relating is all about the quality of communication, everything that we say and do from the first hello. For loads of specific guides to powerful dating conversations, be sure and read my book, Date Lines. In chapters 1, 2, and 3, you'll learn how to set the stage for successful first encounters, how to do effective opening lines, and how to get to the first date. Now, in dating around, the goal is to have lots of experiences in a non-intense way with lots of people. That allows us to get a better handle on who we are and what we want in a relationship. It also gives us a feeling of abundance to counteract the old, desperate-to-be-loved part of us. Finally, it gives us a sense of social power, the real-world experience of feeling desirable, minus the rush to an intense hookup. Now, am I dissing the intensity of love, that wonderful rush of endorphins when we hook up with someone special? Absolutely not. But the reality is that most of the time we jump into relationships based mainly on sexual attraction without any thought toward the future consequences. We fail to assess values, we neglect to find out about future intentions, and we deny the reality when someone is emotionally unavailable. Dating around is an opportunity. It's a chance to develop the emotional muscle that it takes to do those things. Step one is to really know and value yourself. The law of attraction says that like attracts like. So if we look in the mirror and don't like what we see, we'll attract someone who tells us we're not good enough. If we don't value ourselves and see ourselves in a positive light, we'll attract people who treat us as if we have little value. If we have a negative outlook on life, focusing on the negative, magnifying problems, and lack an attitude of gratitude, we'll attract people who also have a negative outlook on life. The secret of attracting a wonderful person to love and be loved by is to know and love yourself, to be grateful for the life you have. This is not the same as telling yourself, "I don't need another person in my life. I'm just fine alone. Thank you very much." That is an attitude of solitude, a reinforcement that the natural process of love and bonding is not a desirable and valuable part of life. This will never work for you. Instead, we must create an attitude of desire for that wonderful relationship while simultaneously feeling abundant in the life we have. From the joy of gratitude and self-esteem, we send out the energy of positive attraction to learn specific exercises that will help you become a magnet for a loving soulmate. Listen to my audio series, How to Attract a Soulmate Relationship. The next step is to be keenly aware of and focused on what you want. Now, I'm not talking about making lists such as 6 feet tall, buff, and a face like Brad Pitt. Nor is it what kind of degree he has, how much money he makes, or what kind of job he has. What I am talking about is understanding the heart of love, the essence of what makes relationships good, and aiming for that. It's getting the right target in front of you and aiming for it every day. That target should be comprised of the building blocks for healthy relationships, as I've outlined in Chapter 3 of Be Your Own Dating Service. Those building blocks are, beginning with the foundation, shared values, equal desire for the relationship, which sets the stage for real commitment. And on top of that foundation are intellectual, emotional, and sexual connection. Part of shared values is your spiritual connection, meaning that you share the same basic beliefs about life, religion, God, and so on. These 5 building blocks for healthy relationships are the target that you aim for, trusting that when you find that combination, you will find someone you can love and be loved by. I urge you to read Chapter 3 of Be Your Own Dating Service so that you can have a complete understanding of each of them and how to identify them in the people you date. Your third life task in dating around is to develop a good chooser. What does that mean? It's another way to say attractor. The chooser in us decides whom it is that we will next be intimate with. If your chooser is stuck in the same old patterns, attracting people who are emotionally unavailable, or who don't share your values, or who don't value you, this is an opportunity to do a reset and develop a whole new way of choosing. By putting together the 5 building blocks, including your non-negotiables, and by clearly defining your values, you shape the chooser in you to do a much better job of attracting the right kinds of people. That's the task, and in dating around, we get the practice that we need. Every time you go on a date, it's your job to ask powerful questions, open-ended questions like the ones that I've taught you in Datelines, and then listen, not just to what's being said, but to the unspoken. This is how we develop the emotional muscle that we need to discern who is right for us from who is wrong for us. After the date, write in a journal recording impressions and feelings gleaned from the experience of being with that person. Did you feel criticized or judged? Did you feel ignored, that the person wasn't interested in you? Did you feel objectified, that the person was only interested in your body or your money? If you did your emotional work before that date, and if you are clear about your values, if you feel good about yourself and positive about your life, that behavior will simply not resonate with you. It will feel so out of sync that you aren't even remotely attracted to the person. You'll shrug off the evening as a great practice session, and you'll say, "Next," in your loudest tone of voice. You'll easily move on to the next experience, attracting more of what you want and leaving behind what you don't want. That's how dating around can work for you. Now go and download the 4th podcast in this series, Stages of Single Life, Exclusive Relationship, and go to our website, www.singlescoach.com, for all the resources you need to date smart and find the love of your life.